Paul Hillier has spent his career as a choral conductor, performing very old and very new music. His groups are comfortable singing chants and medieval music, but they have also premiered works by such contemporary composers as Steve Reich and Arvo Pärt. Hillier's most recent conducting job is with a group that performs ancient-sounding modern works, the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir. NPR's Jeffrey Freiman-Weyer reports.
In the mid-1980s, while touring in Finland with another group, Paul Hillier had a chance to meet members of the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir.
I didn't hear their concert at that time, actually, but they gave me some LPs to take home. When I did put the music on, I was very impressed, both by the sound and by the music, which was in fact Velio Tormis, although I had, at that point, of course, I had never heard of his name.
This is Curse Upon Iron by Estonian composer Velio Tormis, performed by the choir and their original conductor, Tonu Kaljuste. Hillier was so impressed with what he heard that he eventually convinced his record label at the time to sign them and produced an album they released in 1992. 2 years ago, Tonu Kaljuste asked Hillier if he wanted to take over as the group's conductor.
When the opportunity came to work with them, I accepted it with alacrity because I like the choir, I like the way they work, I like them as people, and I'm very much in sympathy with the kind of music that they do well. So, you know, I felt all the signs were right.
The first CD that Hillier released as conductor of the choir is called Baltic Voices 1, a collection of mostly contemporary pieces from the countries surrounding the Baltic Sea. In many of them, older traditions of folk or church music blend with more modern-sounding choral techniques. Velio Tormis is represented on this disc by a set of Latvian folk songs he adapted. The Estonian composer best known outside of his country is Arvo Pärt. Paul Hillier and the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir have each separately contributed to his popularity with CDs of Pärt's music. On Baltic Voices 1, there's a world premiere recording of Which Was the Son Of?, a piece with a biblical text that tells of the genealogy of Jesus. Hillier says this repertoire fits the choir so well because they work so closely with the composers.
There is this clear sonority in the choir, which I think is supported by the music. But of course, one feeds the other. You have the choirs like that, therefore the composers write for it. And you have the music that the composers write for it, and therefore the choirs continue and nurture the tradition.
The choir will continue to explore this repertoire in two more Baltic Voices CDs on the Harmonia Mundi label. But their most recent disc, called The Powers of Heaven, consists of music of the Russian Orthodox Church from the 17th and 18th centuries. Paul Hillier says his musical interests are broad, and he doesn't want to be pigeonholed.
Particularly if you make records, you get known for your recordings, and the assumption is that they represent everything that you do, but it's simply not the case.
Paul Hillier and the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir are finishing a U.S. tour this week. They have a concert tonight in New York City. Jeffrey Freiman-Weyer, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.